This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 26th of November, 1953. The title of this lecture is Additional Remarks, Electronic Theory Anchor Points. This tape is 10 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
There's hardly anybody here if you didn't ask him to shut his eyes. Just do this for a moment. I'll tell you what a mirror is. Shut your eyes and look around you, in front of you, or down the floor, or someplace or another, and see if you find a picture of your body being reflected somewhere or the other. I asked a PC one time to break one of these things, and for about 3 days he was in the doldrums. I've never asked anybody to break one since. Because they're very hard to find. They're hard centers of explosions and things like that made up. Guys pack them around and pack them around and pack them around. Isn't those mirrors curious? Kind of. Sometimes the one on the left side is reflecting the one on the right side, the right side of the body, and the one in front of the body is reflecting the back of the body. It's a mirror maze. You expect the Phaeton to get into that mirror maze and go boom. You'll never arrive. There's all kinds of purposes on these mirror schemes. Like the fella one time was moaning the fact that he had to run a certain facsimile, and the author kept insisting on it. That was a long time ago. I wondered why he was so upset about it, and I found out about a year later. I was chewing up some energy, trying to use a technique to chew up some energy. And I was outside and making a couple of auxiliary beams chew it up to see how it was. And finally found out, as I got down to it, I suddenly remembered the piece of energy I was chewing up. I had gone around and looked for. I had looked all over the place for that facsimile. It was complete minus affinity, that piece of energy was, you see. It was about the hardest piece of energy you could possibly run into. And I'd looked for it for a long time, and I finally found it. And you'd say, what would a person want of a piece of energy of that hardness, of that thickness, and so forth? Well, you use it as a wedge. You drop it on people. You know what a guillotine blade is? Well, gee whiz, guy's going around and going to all his trouble, see, to get this beautiful, solid piece of energy, which, when sliced down on something or something, will cut it. And then you just thoughtlessly chew it all up. I all of a sudden knew what he was talking about. Not that I had ever used such a wedge on anybody, but you just keep these things around. Like sometimes you look in your trunk, you'll find the .45 you had in the war or something like this. A sentimental attachment. So, as some guys will collect blackjacks. Now, of course, a hard energy wedge of that character has many, many uses besides that. But when you've looked all around to find the worst possible facsimile you could steal off of anybody, rather than go through all of the work of pumping affinity out of something for half a dozen years or so of the sort, you get a hard block of energy, and then you blow it up with admiration processing just to find out if admiration processing works. You find out admiration processing works, but then you say, gee whiz, where's that hard piece of energy I used to have around me? And you suddenly realize that was it. Of course, it blew up into a big facsimile, soft, mushy, and softer and mushier and softer. I've been keeping that around in the war bag for a long time. And I was very amused at myself worrying about this because I mocked one up the next day that worked just as effectively. I dropped it on a cat just to test it out and promptly had to patch up a cat. Worked very well, very well. There's an awful lot of stuff of this character that you guys will run into. One way or the other, in slamming around the universe and being here and being there and visiting this planet and talking with that one and chin-chinning one day with the wind gods. And you find this and you find that and you collect this and you collect that. And my God, by the time you ask somebody to move out of his body, he gets the thought of leaving all this beautiful furniture behind him. He says, no, no. I can't get out of my head. His happiness would be almost destroyed. By the way, a person gets into this kind of a situation about controlling bodies through this process. he's lost another body than his own. She couldn't get some man to stay or do something, or he couldn't get some girl or woman to stay with him or do something. So therefore, a marital breakup or something like that very often brings about a condition where a person begins to be anxious about controlling the body and so clamps down on it very hard. And then he's afraid of losing it because it's very scarce, because he's just been taught a lesson. He can lose a body. By the way, just because you have weapons, just on weapons and things like that, just because you have weapons, there's no reason to use weapons. You don't need them. But they, again, furnish randomity. And just because Satan has certain things he's collected, like some old Fact One suit, you know, and you'll be kicking around one day, and somebody, just for randomity under processing, very often will run into some blackness or something and say, oh, I'm in terrible shape. He's got this old Fact One suit, and he's got this, and he's got that, and so on. Well, it's just bric-a-brac and stuff that he's collecting for a long time, and he's sort of fond of it. It's his identity to some degree. It's stuff he has. He always feels that maybe someday he'd be on a mountaintop somewhere, and he'll have absolutely nothing to do. And he's really afraid that this might happen to him, that he'll get bored. And he'd better have something to amuse himself. So you ask him to get rid of too many things, and he starts going into doldrums. He starts getting sad on you. He starts getting upset. You have ruined his haddiness. So you've got to give him something. You have him snap anchor points in on himself until he makes solid pieces of energy. That's one of the brightest ways to do it. Just have to put up 8 gold anchor points and snap them in on himself. Not hard enough to explode, you understand. And snap 8 more in. Snap 8 more in. 8 more, 8 more, 8 more. You think this guy was making a terrific mass around himself. He isn't. He collects them. And it's a piece of energy. And he becomes happier. By the way, he becomes happier. And by the time you've processed an awful lot of things out of somebody, if you haven't put anything back in and haven't let him create some energy and haven't added to his happiness, he'll get upset. So don't go on the basis that having no energy is the goal toward which you're going. That's not true. Any energy is better than no energy. Therefore, he will keep aberrative energy around rather than no energy. But he can keep straight energy. And he can keep energy in various aesthetic forms. He's always got an awful big flock of mock-ups stuck around someplace that are good and hard and solid and pretty and wild and so forth. He ain't going to tell you about them. You'd steal them, he thinks. Or the engram police in Universe C are still looking for him. One of those was the king's favorite mock-up. Yes, they have had their adventures. Very amazing. Of course, the most amusing thing at all is the game he plays with himself. He can't remember what he's been doing. That's the silliest thing. He specializes in forgetter machines and memory machines. And by the time he's got enough forgetter machines and memory machines and prediction machines set up, he's bound then to start specializing in hiding machines. And he gets this whole bunch going, and then you say, where were you 500 years ago? And the fellow draws a blank. If you ask him real quick, that's what the flash answer was, see? You ask him real quick, you say, all right, where were you 500 years ago?
I always get no.
Yeah, but what did you get just before you got no? Let's try that again. Where were you 500 years ago?
When you're in there with him, I got Spain.
You got Spain. Yeah, see, it'll come through before the machines can go in operation. That's what a fire clerk is. Fire clerk wasn't a special little man. It was the guy himself saying it before he wiped himself out automatically. That was the fire clerk. Now, where were you 80 years ago?
I got dead.
Where were you 200 years ago? Got nothing. Where were you 2 days ago?
Yeah. Right after you knew it.
Okay, guys.